Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we listen to music by John Prine, and we answer a question about aircraft pioneer Igor Sikorsky. But first, we tell about some congresswomen who share friendship and a home in Washington, D.C. The United States House of Representatives has 435 members. Only 73 are women. Shirley Griffith tells us about three of these congresswomen who have a special relationship at work and at home.
Carolyn Maloney, Melissa Bean, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz work together in Congress each day. They are all members of the Democratic Party. They represent people in the states of New York, Illinois, and Florida. After the workday is over, they all go home to the same place. They share a house in Washington, D.C., near the Capitol building that belongs to Ms. Maloney. They have lived together for 5 years. Carolyn Maloney says she thought of the founding fathers of the United States when she bought the home. The first political leaders of the country often lived in rooming houses. They ate dinner together and shared their ideas. Since the three congresswomen are all mothers, they have a lot in common. They work in Washington during the week. On weekends, they travel to their home states to see their families. Ms. Wasserman Schultz says the best thing about living together is the friendship they share each evening. They share the good times as well as the difficult times. For Ms. Wasserman Schultz, the bad times started in 2007. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. She is cancer-free today, but she remembers how important it was to have her roommates for support. Ms. Maloney says she needed the help of her two friends when her husband died last September. He was on a trip to the Himalayas and died on a mountain trail. The three congresswomen will be returning to Washington this month after their summer vacation. They spent time with their families and prepared for the November election. All three women are up for re-election this fall. No matter what happens, Melissa Bean says, their friendship will continue. She says, "You don't come to Congress to make friends, because if you do, you're not coming to be independent and have your own mind. What a great surprise it has been to make such good friends."
Our listener question this week comes from Vladimir in Moscow, Russia. He wants to know about the life of Igor Sikorsky, a pioneer in the world of aviation. In 1903, in the American state of North Carolina, Wilbur and Orville Wright took off, flew through the air, and landed a powered airplane. When a 14-year-old boy from Kiev, Russia, heard the news, his life changed. Igor Sikorsky decided he would study aviation. The young man began his studies at the St. Petersburg Naval Academy. Then he studied engineering in Kiev at the Polytechnic Institute. When he was only 20 years old, Igor Sikorsky designed and built his first helicopter. When it failed, he decided he would try to make airplanes. Success came quickly. In 1913, Igor Sikorsky built the world's first four-engine airplane. He called it the Grand. After that, he built a larger plane that was used as a bomber in World War I. Igor Sikorsky moved to the United States in 1919. 4 years later, he opened the Sikorsky Aero Engineering Corporation in New York. For the next 15 years, he built many new kinds of airplanes. His S-38 amphibian flew through the air and then landed on water. His Flying Clipper was the first airplane to fly 40 passengers across the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. In 1938, Igor Sikorsky began work once again on his vertical lift machine, the helicopter. He built 19 different models before he found success. Soon, his helicopter, the R-4, was being manufactured in great numbers. It was the world's first mass-produced helicopter. The R-4 did not need an airport. It could take off and land almost anywhere. In wartime, it was used to carry troops into battle and to fly injured soldiers to hospitals quickly. Many lives were saved because of this. Sikorsky spent the rest of his life designing and building aircraft. He was awarded many prizes for his work. Igor Sikorsky often said, "The work of the individual still remains the spark which moves mankind ahead." Singer-songwriter John Prine has always seemed to fly a little under the radar. His folksy, country, and soft rock songs are more famous than he is. They have been recorded by artists including Bonnie Raitt, the Everly Brothers, Bette Midler, Johnny Cash, The Seldom Seen, and many others. But some fans would argue that no one sings John Prine like John Prine. The musician has a new album out, and several other musicians have released a separate album celebrating John Prine. Mario Ritter plays music from both new recordings.
John Prine's new album is called In Person and On Stage. It is a collection of songs recorded live. Prine also tells a little about himself or the songs. This song tells what coal mining does to the environment and the economic disaster that results when the industry leaves an area. John Prine first recorded Paradise in 1971.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adria Hill, where the air smells like snakes and we shoot with our pistol. The empty pop bottles was all that we killed.
The album honoring John Prine is called Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows. It includes performances by Josh Ritter, Sarah Watkins, and the band Drive-By Truckers. The group My Morning Jacket performs a John Prine song from his 1991 Grammy-winning album, The Missing Years. Here is All the Best.
I wish you love and happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. I wish you don't do like I do and never fall in love with someone like you. 'Cause if you do like I did, you'd probably run around the block like a little kid. But kids don't know, they can only guess how hard it is to wish you happiness.
In 2005, John Prine released Fair and Square. It also won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album. Long Monday is one of the songs on the record. He included it in Person and on Stage.
You and me, sitting in the back of my memory, like a honeybee, buzzing around a glass of sweet Chablis. Radio's on, windows roll up and my mind's rolled down. The headlights flashing like silver moons rolling on the ground. We made love in every way love can be made. We made time feel like time could never fade. Friday night we both made the guitar song. Saturday made Sunday feel like it would never come. Gonna be a long Monday, sitting all alone on a mountain by a river that has no wind. Gonna be a long Monday, stuck like the tick of a clock that's come unwound.
We leave you with one of John Prine's best-known songs, Angel from Montgomery. Bonnie Raitt recorded its most famous version. The band Old Crow Medicine Show recorded it for Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning and thunder was desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel who flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Jim Tedder, with reporting by Anna Ward and Katie Weaver, who also was the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
The years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel who flies from Montgomery.
make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard work.